This is Stephen Strang, and today is one of the most important podcasts I've done because I'm going to rally, or at least I hope I rally, you and your friends to back Jim Baker because, you know, there's a number of circumstances that have happened. There are forces that are actually trying to get him off the air, and today we're going to talk about how to save his ministry by signing a simple petition, and there's quite an interesting story behind it, and you're going to want to stay tuned.
Welcome to the Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview.
Hello, everyone, and thank you for tuning into my podcast today. I'm talking to Mondo de la Vega, who is the Executive Vice President of Production at The Jim Baker Show, and a friend of mine. In fact, I found, or I guess he found, a picture that must have been taken at CBA or somewhere. But Jim was a lot younger, I was a lot younger, and so were you. So I don't remember. That must have been maybe the late 90s. I actually have it on my phone, and I show it to someone if I want to get a few laughs. It's so funny.
That's too funny. That's almost 22 years ago that I met you through Jim, and I found this picture you were wearing. Always, you know, you're always dressed so sharply, but you had a mustache. Today, you don't have that mustache. And I'm always asking you, when are you going to grow that mustache?
Yeah, like never. I grew up was in my 20s because I was a businessman, and I always felt like the older businessmen would take advantage of me because I was a kid.
And that's funny.
So I grew it to look older. Of course, it was also kind of a fad back then. We had our mustaches and our, I think they called them mutton chops, you know, long sideburns. And I was coloring my mustache one time, and my wife's, you know, just for men. And my wife said, you know, you don't need to look old, try to look older anymore. And so I shaved it off. My younger son had never seen me without a mustache. And people would say, oh, have you had a facelift? You look so young. I said, if I
That's
do that,
too
I
would. Funny.
But it's always fun to laugh, but we're here to talk about a serious thing, and that's Jim Baker. And of course, I have known Jim Baker. I mean, he was huge, and huger when I was just kind of getting started with Charisma Magazine. We used to write about him. I wrote about him in, I think it was 1984. I shadowed him for a day, and we talked about his vision and what was going on. And he was pretty controversial back then, but it was, you know, people would criticize him for, I don't know, spending money on this and that, or they didn't like the way he preached or things like that. And then, of course, that horrible thing happened with PTL, which, you know, we probably don't have time to go into all of it. But, you know, that was just a perfect storm. You know, Jim messed up. He lost his ordination with his denomination. He had to repent for what he did, which was a, you know, it wasn't even a one-night fling. It was a few-minute fling. But he resigned. He turned it over to another ministry. They were going to turn it back over to him. The courts got involved with bankruptcy and everything else. And they sent him to prison. And it was a horrible miscarriage of justice, in my opinion. I can remember following it, writing about it at the time. And then Alan Dershowitz, I hope I said his name right, you know, the Harvard law professor who I enjoy watching on TV. It seems like he's on Fox News about every other day. And he found out about it, and he actually defended Jim pro bono because it was such a miscarriage of justice. Now, they did find a few things that they found him guilty of. You know, I've been told that the government can find any of us guilty of something if they really want to put you away. And listen, I was aware of the situation in Charlotte enough that Jim was kind of an embarrassment to the city. You know, there were these good old boys, we call them in the South, and here he was a come-from-nowhere Pentecostal preacher. And, you know, Heritage USA was like the number one tourist destination in North Carolina. And, you know, I'm not personally privy to that, but I know friends and different ones I've talked to and things I've read, and he was kind of like an embarrassment. And the newspaper went out after him. They were trying to find anything to kind of bring him down. It sounds familiar, doesn't it?
And very familiar.
One thing led to another. And, you know, did Jim Baker do wrong? You know, he admits it. He wrote a book called I Was Wrong. And I've talked about it before. He started over. I've never seen anything like it other than Chuck Colson. There is not even a close second for someone who started over in ministry. And, you know, then this whole thing happened with COVID-19, and suddenly the internet was on fire with, of course, a lot of these people like to make any preacher who's ever done anything look like all preachers are bad, and they exaggerated it. It was kind of like Jim Baker, you know, I didn't write down notes, and I want to be careful that I don't overstate it, but it was almost like, you know, he went to prison for rape, and now he's a huckster, and he's stealing money from old people promising cures for COVID-19, and I knew that wasn't the case. First of all, it was never rape. You know, as Christians, and especially for a pastor like that, you know, we consider, he considers what he did wrong, but it was never rape. He didn't go to prison for that. In fact, they got him for, he told people that they could send in $1,000 to the ministry and that they could stay a certain, maybe a week. I mean, it's been years ago. I actually sent in $1,000. I was one of those people. They had a class action suit and asked me if I, you know, by mail, if I wanted to participate. I said, no, I gave that money as unto the Lord. It was kind of like, support the ministry and we'll bless you by staying here at the hotel. It was like going to camp meeting in the old days. When I was a kid, my parents used to take us to camp meeting, but they were always little old rattletrap buildings built cheap, 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 cheap in the middle of nowhere. And this was just kind of like a 20th century camp meeting. In fact, they used to have meetings called camp meetings and, you know, great music, great preaching, beautiful surroundings. But somehow they said, well, if all the donors who showed up on the same day, you can't keep them all, and because of that, it's fraud. Now, I'm probably oversimplifying it, but I'm trying to, you know, it wasn't really fraud, but that's what they got him on. He went to prison over that. He committed no crime. They were looking for anything, and if they had, it was kind of like Trump, you know, where they look for anything that Trump has done. It's like, you know, if they hadn't gotten him on that, you know, who knows what kind of silly thing they would have gone on. So, you know, here you're my guest and I'm doing all the talking, but but when I found out, when I realized that nobody was defending Jim Baker, I said, I've got to tell this story and you can listen to my podcast and the op-ed that I did, what was it, just a couple of weeks ago, because I wanted to just tell the story. And you know, Mondo, I've gotten practically no, I think maybe I got one sort of critical letter, but it was kind of like, well, we need to keep our eye on Jim. You know, because who knows what he might do. And I don't consider that too bad. But other than that
No.
You know, no pushback, because I think that people realize that what I was saying was the truth.
Absolutely. And I think what you did was you, and we love you, by the way, we stand with you. We stand with your whole organization, your family. But you as a journalist, you're not biased. You lay down the fact of what was taking place and you went and reported from your perspective, from your point of view as a journalist, and told the facts on a timeline of when this whole story broke out in February. It was incredible, because I want to warn the Christians that are listening to this podcast, because be careful when you hear and you read headlines, and if that's all you do without checking the facts, you're going to find yourself on the other side criticizing men and women of God that are giving their lives to serve under their ministry, but serving the people and serving the Christian community without knowing all the facts. You can't go into a fight. And what you did is you stated all the facts. And we love the fact that you're not biased against Christianity. You tell both sides and let the truth be the truth. But when you wrote this article, you really told the story from a perspective that people needed to hear and read, because we were getting blasted by all sides of the media, from social media to television networks. And the petition went out from this horrific, vicious attack that this organization, Faithful America, put out to have the Jim Baker Show removed from all television platforms. And they were asking their followers to sign this petition to take the Christian show, that is the Jim Baker Show, off the airwaves for making a statement that Silver Soul Solution was the cure to coronavirus. And you laid out the facts. We never said, Jim never said, our guest never said that Silver Soul Solution was the cure of coronavirus. And you stated the fact line by line, not defending us, but really as a journalist, putting the fact of what was said in that episode of the Jim Baker Show from Jim's mouth to the guest, what she said on the show. And all of a sudden, we saw people just wondering, what's happening? What is Jim Baker doing? What is he selling now? What is he offering people? And no one knew what the real truth was. And by the time all this nonsense got on the air and social media went wildfire on it, we didn't have time to respond. And you came and asked us, well, how come no one's writing about this? How come nobody's standing up for you? How come I'm not standing up for you? And all of a sudden, we got a letter from you saying that you were writing something, and we want to thank you for that. And everyone that is listening to this podcast, you need to go to jimbakershow.com, or you can go to Steve Strang's Facebook page and read about what Steve wrote and get your facts right, because I want you to know something. This is not about product. This has nothing to do about a product. It has to do with the fact that they're after religious freedoms in America being taken away from Christianity. Those that have a voice, either on radio, on social media, or on television networks, they're after you. And they told us flat out, this organization, Faithful America, considers themselves a social Christian group that fights for the right of liberal Christianity, hate. And I use that word very carefully, but they hate conservative Christians to the point that they want them to be gone. Their whole mission is to make sure that any Christian conservative voice that is out there is silent. And that's what they were trying to do with the Jim Baker Show, is they're trying to silence Jim Baker. They're trying to silence the prophets that come on the show. They're trying to silence people that are standing up for President Trump. They're trying to silence every organization that is fighting for abortion to be taken out of everything. I mean, it's nonsense what's taking place. And now you have a war between liberal Christians and conservative Christians, and is bleeding over to television ministries and radio ministries. And their ultimate goal is to silence the American Christian conservative church. But we're not going to let that happen, because people like Steve are standing up for your freedoms. People like Steve are standing up for religious freedoms in America. And it's going to take all of us together. I mean, when they started attacking Mike Evans because of what he wrote about David Wilkerson's meeting in 1986, on how he prophesied that a plague was coming, a political fact organization is coming again and trying to shut them down, and falsely accusing Mike Evans of misquoting David Wilkerson. And then when you have people that are trying to attack and freezing the accounts of Act for America, Brigitte Gabriel's organization, you realize that it's not about a product, guys. It's not about what we're doing on the Jim Baker Show, offering products so we can support our ministry. All they're trying to do is silence our voice. And if they can find one thing to get you in and to get you down, they're going to seize that moment. And Steve, I'm telling you, you saw the show, you wrote about it, and we would have admit it if we would have done something wrong. Believe me, we watched every show, we edit every show, and if there was something that doesn't feel right, that is going to hurt the body of Christ, we don't let it go out, which happens very, very rare, by the way. But when that information was aired, we didn't feel that we said that it was a cure for COVID-19. Instead, it was the opposite.
Yeah, you absolutely didn't. No, I didn't see the show the first time around, and I had to kind of track down a clip. But the clip was, you know, the lady, Dr. Selman, who's a naturopathic doctor, first thing she said was, this has not been tested for COVID-19. The implication was it had helped with other viruses. I'm told there are thousands of viruses. Of course, they haven't found a cure for this one. And, you know, we publish health books. Dr. Don Colbert's our number one doctor, but we have, you know, bunches of doctors. And, you know, basically our attitude toward health is staying healthy in the first place is better than trying to get cured after the fact. And one of the ways is if you have a strong immune system. And someone explained to me long before COVID-19 came that there is enough germs floating around for all of us to be sick all of the time if we don't have a strong immune system. And usually when we do get sick, it's because for some reason we get overly tired or we get wet outside and then a chill, you know, or something to lower our immune system, and we'll catch whatever germs are out there. So the implication was if you have a strong immune system and this helps your immune system. I've taken the product myself, and I know that your ministry has sold it for 10 years. Now, in hindsight, we didn't know that things were going to go crazy. It was recorded on February 5th. It aired a week later. And you're right. These people are watching every single show to find something that they can jump on because we have freedoms as Americans, just as they have our freedoms to attack us. But they cannot take away our freedoms just because they don't agree with how we try to understand the Bible and how that affects the policies that we think are important in America. That's why I wrote my book, God, Trump, and the 2020 Election, is from a conservative Christian point of view. And I write about some of these groups. And listen, I was trained as a secular journalist at the University of Florida. My first job was the Orlando Sentinel when I was pretty young when I got the idea to do Charisma. And a story that we did probably around 1980, give or take, there was an Assemblies of God school. It's called Valley Forge Christian College. It's up there, Valley Forge, Pennsylvania. And there had been some kind of military installation after World War II. Now, World War II ended in 45. So 55, 65, 75. So it would have been 35 years later, the government was kind of getting rid of all this surplus stuff. And they sold it and they made a presentation that they were going to put a college there. In fact, I think it was an existing college, very, very small, at another location. And the government sold it to them for $1 with the idea that they would develop it. They've developed it beautifully, you know, brought lots of jobs to the area. Well, there was one of these separation of church and state groups that hate Christians that sued them. And I wrote a story about it. In fact, I remembered later, I'd actually forgotten this, but it actually won an award. And the case went all the way to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court ruled in favor of the school. But anyway, that was my first interaction with this group. I can remember, you know, I read all the papers that they wrote. I interviewed some of the people, you know, on why they were doing this. And there are other examples. Even what we touched on before at PTL was kind of an example. And, you know, the Bible tells us to be careful. We have to be as wise as serpents and harmless as doves. It talks about how the enemy, who we call the devil, goes around like a roaring lion seeking whom he can devour. And, you know, we believe that he influences people. We don't call people the devil, of course, but we believe that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. And, you know, these are things that are spiritually discerned, and they're not always understood by the secular mindset. But I believe that you're right. This is an attack against Jim. You know, I told Jim when I was interviewing on his program, I said, Jim, if you had been selling a cure for COVID-19 and you said, partners, if you've got COVID-19 and if you're on a ventilator and you're about to die and you send me some money, I'll send you this product and you'll be better tomorrow. I said, Jim, I would have been the first one to criticize you. Of course not. We don't want anyone going around saying stuff like that. But he didn't say it. In hindsight, it would have been better if he just said nothing. But, you know, he immediately took the product. You know, it's not for sale anymore. He offered to give people back their money. When I researched, I found out this. I put this in the op-ed that I wrote. But, you know, I also became concerned that it wasn't just getting positive stuff out there on the internet, but I found out about this petition that this group has done. And, you know, I have not researched these statistics. I hope I'm getting them right. But I think someone told me that there were 15,000 people that signed the petitions, and they were calling the different networks. Now, you would know the networks better than I do. I see it on Roku and on Spectrum. And other than that, I have like no idea. But they were going like, oh, we got this petition from all these Americans that think you should take this horrible person off the air because he's selling some kind of cure to COVID-19. He was not selling a cure. He said maybe it would help, you know, and he's walked it back. And, you know, people don't bother to research it. But anyway, what we need to do now is to persuade these stations and the people that you have there that you work with, your attorneys, your PR firm, the different ones that you work with, and worked out some kind of petition that I have signed personally. I went to the site and signed it personally, and our friends over at Skywatch TV are actually the ones that launched it.
Yes,
just
they did.
In early May, May 5th, I believe. And how many people have signed this petition now?
Over 5,000 people so far, and we want over 30,000, 50,000, 100,000, a million Christians signing this petition, because this is not just about Jim Baker's show. This is not just about Jim Baker. This has to do with every Christian, every American Christian religious freedoms that is at stake here. What this petition that Faithful America sent out to AT&T, DirecTV, CTN, GEV Network, Daystar, they reached out to Impact Network, Uplift TV, The Word Network, Z Living Network, Folk TV, Dish Network, Roku, any platform that airs the Jim Baker Show. These people sent the petition threatening this network, telling them that if they don't take Jim Baker Show off the air, they are going to attack them personally, and they are going to take their network off the air. So the threats of this petition that went out forced GEV to take the Jim Baker off the air. That was one of the networks that took the Jim Baker off. Another network was World Harvest Network that took the Jim Baker Show off the air. They got afraid and they got threatened by this petition. But I want to thank Daystar. I want to thank Impact Network. I want to thank Uplift TV. I want to thank The Word Network, Z Living Network, Folk TV, CTN, for having a backbone to stand up for the Christian religious freedoms in America and standing up for the Jim Baker Show and not being afraid for the threats of this petition. America needs to understand that our religious freedom is at war here. It's not about a product, because if it was about a product, why hasn't Amazon been asked to cease and desist the product that we offer for 10 years? How come Walmart doesn't get cease and desist letter from the attorney generals? Because they offer the same product that we offer on that show. So it has nothing to do with the product. It has to do with the fact that Jim Baker's show and Pastor Jim and Lori has stood for the freedoms of America.
And they were looking for a way to attack them. And there's nothing wrong with the product. It was the idea that, you know, was it a cure or not? And of course, you didn't say it was a cure. But you're right. These people are like bullies. You know, I don't know the people personally. They may be very nice people. But I mean, what they're doing is bullying tactics. And the way you deal with bullies is you stand up to them. And, you know, some of these ministries, they don't want to feel like they're hanging at the end of the rope all by themselves. They can always put the ministry back on. But let's show the support for the Jim Baker Show. Jim has lots and lots of friends. But there's also something we need to stand up to. Just, we can't have them be attacking us and just roll over and play dead. There'll be no end to that. We have to stand up. So I wanted to interview you, Mondo. We need to wrap this up. But Charisma Media is going to use the platform we have to encourage people to sign this petition. The way you do it is go savejimbakershow.com. And that's, it's correct, very easy. It's a very attractive site. It's got just a little bit of who, what, when, where, why, repeating some of the stuff we've said. And then just very simply, you type in your name and your email address and hit submit. And, you know, the goal is, the other side got 15,000. We need to be at least double, but I like your vision. 50, 100, a million. And of course, some petitions get that big. And I'm going to have to talk to our IT people, but find out a place on our site that we can do it regularly beyond the, you know, just sending out the newsletter and the different things that I do on a regular basis. Because I know that a lot of the people that listen to the Strang Report or read Charisma News love Jim Baker, believe in the kind of things we're talking about, and will sign the petition. And also, I actually, a ministry texted me this morning, Mondo. Nobody knows this. I haven't even told my wife yet because it happened so recently, and said that they had read the op-ed and they just really appreciated it. And I said, well, thank you very much. By the way, there's a petition. I wonder if your ministry would be interested in it. And they said, well, send us some more information. So you know, that just kind of, you know, that was just a little serendipity. But there's a lot of ministries. Wow. We need to get a lot of ministries, as many as we can. We need to show solidarity. There's one thing about the left. They show solidarity. They do.
Absolutely. And that's what we need to do. That's why we are bringing people like Bridget Gabriel on the program to stand with her. We're bringing other men and women of God in their ministries that are being attacked as well. This is the hour where we need to start linking arms together and standing for one another. It's not about, you know, individuals and alone. That's what they want us to do. They want us to be alone so they can attack us. And we need to be standing together. And when you reached out and you said, I want to help, how can I help? And then another person, then Pat Robertson said, I want to help. And my God, thank God for Pat Robertson and CBN. They put out an amazing report explaining who Faith for America is and what their whole goal is and how they want to silence the Christian conservative voice. And so everyone's coming together, from Pat Robertson to Steve Strang, Michael French Ministries, I mean, Skywatch TV Ministries. I can keep naming names and names. Cindy Jacobs, Jeremiah Johnson, Destiny Emmett. I mean, so many different organizations that are saying, we are standing with the Jim Baker Show. We are standing with Jim Baker. We're not going to let this happen. And this is what we need. This hour is to be able to sign this petition. Let's send an amazing response to AT&T, DirecTV, because we also want other networks to stay on. We don't want other networks to be attacked. We want to stand with World Harvest Television. We want to stand with GEB. We want to stand with Impact Net. We want to stand with every single Christian network out there that has an influence, because if they can separate us, then they can attack us. But if they can see that we're united and standing together and linking arms with one another, the power is in the numbers. That's the whole game. And if we can get 1 million people to sign this petition, we are going to send a strong message that Christians here in America are standing strong, they're standing united, and that we're with one another.
Amen. And also, as you were talking, and we need to wrap this up, I was thinking that individual people can take the SaveJimBakerShow.com link and put it on their Facebook page and just say, I signed this, and everybody needs to click on this and go sign it. Individual people could do that. And, you know, in addition to the different ministries that send it out to their mailing list, isn't this right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You can grab the link and tag it to every social media platform that you have. And let's get all your followers, all your friends, every person that you have power of influence over, and get them to sign this petition. Get them to be a part of a great movement. What a way to do it, by sharing it on Facebook, Instagram, every platform that you have available for you. We want you to support this ministry. We need your help. We need to stand together. So all you have to do is go to JimBakerShow.com to get the link, or you can go straight to SaveJimBakerShow.com to sign this petition. Grab the link from there and paste it and post it on your social media. And share it. Share it with all your family and your friends.
And ask your friends to share it, too. This is how things go viral. You know, it started with a virus. I mean, that's where the name came from. And yes. I believe, and I just hope that there's a big spike as a result of this podcast. It won't actually go up for a day or two, but we're going to get it out as fast as we can. And I'm going to personally put it on my Facebook page, and I'm going to encourage some of these different ministries to do the same thing. So I think the 5,000 signatures after a few days is actually very, very good. And I just so appreciate the way that Skywatch has stepped up. They do a fine job over there, Tom Horn and the others. And thank you, Mondo, for providing such leadership. And I just appreciate everybody there at Morningside. I enjoy coming. You know, every so often I'm there for some reason, and I look forward to coming again.
Well, on behalf of Pastor Jim and Lori and the ministry, we love you. We love your wife. We love your ministry. We love Charisma. We love all the books that you publish and all the authors that you have a hand in blessing their ministry. And I'm telling you, we work together with your crew there, with Marco and all of your members there, to bring authors on the Jim Baker Show to promote their books, promote their message. We're one body, and we represent each other. And sometimes we need to help one another. And this is the time where we need your help. And together we're going to do this, and together we're going to stand. But we love you, Steve, and thank you so much for your time today. And I'm going to be sharing this podcast with all of our platform and have people just tune in and support you as well.
Well, thank you very much. And thank you to my listeners for tuning into the Strang Report. That's all the time we have. And so until tomorrow, God bless you.
Thank you for listening to the Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on charismamag.com. Again, it's The Strang Report on charismamag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.